Now, the population of Australia is at the moment nearly 25 million. Now, just a decade ago, 2007, we had under 21 million. And a decade before that, 18.5 million. Now, entrepreneur Dick Smith has warned about this growth. He thinks it's going to lead to economic and sustainability problems and suggests that 30 million is the absolute cap of what Australia should have population-wise. Former PM Kevin Rudd wants the opposite. He wants a big Australia, current trends leading to 40 million people by 2050. Kevin thinks that's the duck's knees. He reckons that's where we need to go. Well, 2SER's Jack Smith actually went and talked to demographers about what they think Australia should have and what could be sustainable.
Dick Smith has launched a campaign earlier this month, reviving an ad from the 1980s about AIDS, but this time changing the rhetoric to Australia's immigration. Australia's population has grown to over 24 million and continues to rise. What is the golden number that we can manage? Dick Smith thinks 30 million. We asked a group of demographers about their views on what population we can manage and how we can solve a few of the population hurdles. Associate Professor of Marketing and Management Nick Parr spoke to Nick Healy and asked about what sort of population Australia could sustain.
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer because sustainability has many dimensions, including economic and environmental considerations, and sustainable in theory relates to over time, just over time without an open-ended pattern, and it's very difficult to tell what the situation will be.
Dr. Liz Allen, a demographer from the Australian National University, said an explicit number was not a good idea.
There's no known optimal level of population in Australia. And that's because of a variety of reasons, mostly about a lack of consensus about the way an optimal population would be calculated with regard to resources and the like. And also the fact that over time we have innovated, technology has assisted in the way that we manufacture, the way that we conduct ourselves in terms of agriculture, and the way we feed ourselves generally.
Is there a number that can work for Australia?
Even though Dick Smith is producing adverts criticising population growth, pointing to the downsides of population growth, the population trajectory that he is advocating, the level of migration that he is advocating, is still consistent with quite a significant increase in population size for Australia. We're currently about 24.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
His low migration prescription would take us to 30 million in the very long run, assuming no further increase in life expectancy, which is perhaps quite a conservative assumption. And that's still a roughly 25% increase in the population. So he's advocating, in effect, a quite big Australian population if you consider the 36 million that was discussed during the Rudd era as being big Australia.
Tom Wilson, demographer at Charles Darwin University, notes we have one of the highest migration levels of developed countries. How can we manage this?
I think it would be good to have an explicit population policy. And both the major political parties seem to be quite supportive of high immigration. When they've been in office, we've had increases in the migration program generally. And we currently have, I think it's around 200,000 net overseas migration per year in Australia, which is pretty high.
Immigration is one of the things Dick Smith has targeted. What benefit does immigration have on the workforce?
I think the evidence on that is mixed. I think there are some migrants who come with very good skills, but we also need low-skill migrants as well to do the low-skilled jobs that often the native-born population isn't too keen on doing. That's something that exists across all developed countries of the world. But there's also an argument that high population growth generates more demand for workers in service industries to service that ever-increasing population.
Liz Allen believes there is something a little more cynical in our approach to immigration.
This idea that migrants are stealing Aussie jobs and that concern over the other, particularly in relation to people of the Islamic faith, The higher birth rates of people of Muslim people, and how, or whether or not Australia, the face of Australia, will change rapidly. And so you start getting this feel for concerns over maintaining Australia's whiteness in some respects, and at the detriment of our future. And a lot of this, of course, is misinformed, terribly misinformed. We're not being overrun by anyone.
According to the ABS, almost half of our population lives in Greater Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. That would make our population very dense, wouldn't it?
By world standards, we have one of the lowest population densities of all the countries of the world, at just about 3 people per square kilometre. But we also do have a very concentrated pattern of distribution for the people that we have, with a very high concentration in a relatively small, larger of number of urban centres, most of which are along the east coast. I mean, by world standards, we have one of the lowest population densities of all the countries of the world, at just about 3 people per square kilometre.
What sort of policies do you think could help?
You go where jobs are. You move to, or you stay put in areas that will give you the most advantage in terms of access to education, access to services, and of course employment. Now, the issue for governments, both state, territory, and federal, is how then do we look at encouraging regional development so that we take or ease the pressure off those larger cities, and so that issues around housing affordability and perhaps infrastructure are addressed. But what has to happen first? It's not people move. Things need to be built first to support people to move. And so that kind of that term, you know, if you build it, they will come, is perhaps an important thing to consider. That if we want to really invest in regional development and consider regional settlement policy, then we need to look to infrastructure.
Tom puts up the difficult idea of trying to create more cities.
And it's certainly been the case in the past that attempts to sort of create new cities have not been massively successful. But maybe it's time to review and revise that idea.
He also gave some closing thoughts on Dick Smith's ad campaign.
I think it's a really tricky debate, this. I think Dick Smith is a little alarmist in some of his predictions, but he's at least contributing to the debate.
This is Jack Smith reporting for 2SER.
Finishing off there was Dr. Tim Wilson, demographer from Charles Darwin University. Dr. Liz Allen from the ANU and Dr. Nick Parr from Macquarie University shared their thoughts as well. Thanks to Jack Smith for that.